KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And in sports over the weekend, in Sunday high school baseball, it was Lamar's beating Harlan 7-6, Kemper Catholic downing St. Albert by a final of 11-1. Also, St. Albert topping Spencer 10-4. In baseball action on Saturday, Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Iowa Christian Academy 10-0. Carroll over Spencer 5-3. Carroll beat Lamar's 7-1. Also Saturday in the Western Iowa Conference Boys Baseball Tournament, it was Tri-Center capturing the championship with an 11-2 win over Underwood. And in the consolation match, Trainer grabs third place with a 16-1 win over Missouri Valley. Also over the weekend in Saturday's softball, it was Creston beating Cedar Rapids Jefferson 2-1. North Central Kasuth over Denison 10-3. Denison topping Cherokee 14-2. Also Fremont Mills a 5-0 winner over Nishnabotna. In the Abraham Lincoln Tournament Saturday, Bettendorf over Abe Lincoln 3-2. Sioux City East beats St. Albert 14-3. Bettendorf over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Lewis Central, an 11-1 winner over Underwood. Sioux City East beat Lewis Central 4-0. Underwood over Lewis Central 12-1. And it was Abe Lincoln 10-0 over Thomas Jefferson in Saturday's play. A defending champion South Carolina and Florida are getting set for an all-Southeastern Conference championship round at the College World Series beginning tonight. The Gamecocks and the Gators shared their division title this year. Florida won the conference tournament, and South Carolina rolled off a record 14 consecutive NCAA tournament victories. South Carolina won 2 of 3 games against Florida back in March. Now, Florida hasn't announced a starting pitcher for Game 1 tonight. Hudson Randall and Carsten Whitson could be the choices. Gamecocks coach Ray Tanner says he's leading towards starting Forrest Kumis. Tanner said he's scrambling to figure out his pitching after closer Mike Roth had to work a season-high 5 2/3 innings against Virginia in Friday's matchup. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Roy Halladay has become the Major's 4th 10-game winner of the season, as that's just a day after C.C. Sabathia, Justin Verlander, and Jair Jurgens reached double digits in victories. Halladay pitched his National League-leading 5th complete game, and his Phillies beat visiting Oakland 3-1, capturing the 3-game interleague series with the A's. The veteran right-hander scattered 8 hits while improving to 10-3 and raising his National League-leading strikeout total to 123. Jimmy Rollins went 4-for-4 and scored a pair of runs for Philadelphia. The Phillies are off today before hosting the Red Sox for 3 games in what many are billing as a possible World Series preview. Philadelphia leads the National League East by 5 games over Atlanta. Boston beat Pittsburgh 4-2 to halt a 4-game skid as Andrew Miller picked up his first AL win by scattering 5 hits over 6 innings. Adrian Gonzalez had 2 hits for Boston as he raised his Major League leading batting average to .361. The Red Sox are still a half game back of first place New York in the AL East after the Yankees rallied to beat Colorado 6-4. Nick Swisher and Jorge Posada hit back-to-back homers, and Mark Teixeira belted his 23rd to tie Toronto's Jose Bautista for the big league lead. Elsewhere around the majors, San Francisco leads the National League West by a game and a half over Arizona after Madison Bumgarner struck out a career-high 11 over 7 innings in the Giants' 3-1 triumph over Cleveland. The Tigers scored 7 runs with 2 outs in the 8th inning as they beat visiting Arizona 8-3. Miguel Cabrera, Johnny Peralta, and Brandon Inge drove in 2 apiece for the winners. Danny Espinosa's 2-run homer in the 7th inning carried Washington to a 2-1 road victory over the Chicago White Sox. Jose Reyes had 4 hits and scored 3 times while helping the New York Mets to an 8-5 win at Texas. Derek Lee, Mark Reynolds, and Luke Scott went deep to help the Orioles defeat the Reds 7-5 in Cincinnati. Toronto's Ricky Romero threw a 4-hitter, and the Blue Jays blanked the Cardinals 5-zip for a 3-game sweep in St. Louis. Toronto had lost 4 in a row before they arrived at Busch Stadium. The Brewers handled the visiting Minnesota Twins. That's the 5th straight loss for the Twins, 6-2 yesterday. Alex Gordon ran his hitting streak to 13 games with an RBI double and a 4-run first inning as Kansas City went on to beat visiting Chicago Cubs 6-3. The Royals banged out 13 hits in their highest scoring game in nearly 2 weeks. Tampa Bay completed a 3-game sweep in Houston, outscoring the Astros 14-10 in the series finale. Clayton Kershaw tossed a six-hitter as the Dodgers scored twice in the ninth to beat the Angels 3-2. Steve Chizik threw a wild pitch during an intentional walk, allowing Dustin Ackley to score the tie-breaking run from third in Seattle's 2-1 10-inning win against Florida. And the lone National League game had San Diego scoring four times in the eighth to beat Atlanta by a score of 4-1. In other baseball news, Davey Johnson has been officially hired as manager of the Washington Nationals. That announcement comes 3 days after Jim Riggleman stunned the team by resigning. Johnson has been a senior advisor with the team since 2009. He last managed in the majors in 2000. Johnson has 14 years of big league managing experience under his belt. 11 of his teams finished first or second. His 1986 New York Mets won the World Series. White Sox left-hander John Danks has been placed on the disabled list a day after leaving his start against the Washington Nationals with a strained right oblique muscle. The Detroit Tigers retired former manager Sparky Anderson's number 11 before Sunday's game against visiting Arizona. Anderson died last November. He managed Detroit to the World Series title in 1984, and members of that team were on hand, including Diamondbacks manager Kirk Gibson and bench coach Alan Trammell. In Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, Iowa beat Albuquerque 8-3. It was Memphis at Omaha, rained out yesterday. So they'll play two today at Omaha, starting just after noon today. Memphis at Omaha for a pair. Albuquerque plays again at Iowa this evening. Omaha begins the day a half game ahead of Memphis in the North Division standings. Iowa's in third place. They're 5.5 games back. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Marco Andretti grabbed the lead from Tony Kanaan with 18 laps remaining and won Saturday night's IndyCar race at Iowa Speedway, his first victory in 5 years. Kanaan made a final run at Andretti, but Andretti hung on at the track in Newton for his second career win. Andretti's other victory came in 2006 at Infineon. Kanaan, who crashed 3 years in a row at Iowa before winning in 2010, temporarily overtook Andretti, but he couldn't hold him off for very long. Will Power, the co-points leader entering the race, hit the wall just 90 laps in. He suffered a minor concussion and will have to be cleared by doctors to be able to race in Toronto in 2 weeks. Kurt Busch earned his first career road course victory after a dominating performance at Infineon Raceway. Busch led a race-high 75 laps and beat Jeff Gordon by almost 4 seconds for his first victory of the season. Carl Edwards finished third, followed by Clint Bowyer and Marcos Ambrose. In golf, Yanni Seng closed with a 6-under 66, completing a 10-shot victory over Morgan Pressel at the LPGA Championship. Seng finished 19-under to match the LPGA record low score at a major, 1 year after Christy Kerr did it, winning last year's title by 12 shots. The 22-year-old Seng is the youngest to win 4 LPGA majors. Frederick Jakobsen closed out his first victory in 8 years on the PGA Tour by shooting a 66 in the final round of the Travelers Championship. The Swede carded just one bogey in the tournament and finished at 20 under par. Jakobsen was one stroke better than Ryan Moore and John Rollins. They both closed with a 63. 19-year-old UCLA star Patrick Cantlay, who shot a course record 60 on Friday, finished at 11 under par after shooting 72 and 70 over the weekend. John Houston secured his first Champions Tour victory by carding a 7-under 65 in the final round of the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, dropping him to 16-under for the 54-hole tournament. He finished 3 strokes better than Nick Price. And one of the most action-packed days in tennis is taking place at Wimbledon, where all the men's and women's round of 16 matches are on the schedule. Fifth-seeded Maria Sharapova has earned a quarterfinals berth with an efficient 6-4, 6-2 victory over 20th-seeded Peng Shuai. The Russian won the Wimbledon title in 2004. Fourth-seeded Victoria Azarenka is into the quarterfinals, racing past Nadia Petrova 6-2 and 6-2. Two-time defending women's champion Serena Williams is facing number 9-seed Marion Bartoli. Williams is seeded 7th after missing nearly a year due to health issues. Her sister, 5-time champion Venus Williams, will be out to avenge last year's loss to Svetlana Pirinkova later today at the All England Club. Also today, defending champ Rafael Nadal and 6-time winner Roger Federer highlighting play on the men's side. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.